News Report 3.
If you are like over 70 million other people around the world, you may have taken a class with Coursera. Coursera is an online education company that helps create massive open online courses, or MOOCs. Andrew Ng and Daphne Koller are computer science professors at Stanford University. They started Coursera in 2012. The company gives professors and universities a way to make a version of their classes available to students all over the world. With the system from Coursera, a professor from Duke University in North Carolina can reach a student in Korea or a woman from Brazil. The company says it works with over 200 universities, from the small Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia to the large Peking University in Beijing, China, with its 3,000 professors. There are now over 6,600 courses listed for anyone who wants to learn a new skill or prepare for a new job. Coursera is the largest online education company of this kind. Other companies include FutureLearn and Udacity. While Coursera says it has 77 million people registered for its website around the world, it is not clear how many of those have actually taken a class. People who support online education say it opens up classrooms to everyone. They say it costs less than a class in person. Critics say many people who start online classes never finish. They are not as invested in finishing a free or less costly course. In the past, people took classes on Coursera to satisfy an interest in learning about a subject. Now, more students have taken classes for certificates that are accepted by many organizations. Some Coursera courses now count toward college degrees, and degree programs can cost up to $45,000. In the last 12 months, many people were not able to go to class in person because of the COVID-19 pandemic, so they turned to Coursera as a way to continue their studies.
Questions. 7. What is this news report mainly about?
8. When was Coursera started?
9. How many courses are there on Coursera now?
10. Why did people take classes on Coursera in the past?